ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya. Hi, I'm Rudy and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. This NAIDOC, we're celebrating 50 years of deadly by having a little a yarn with some really deadly artists. My Malia, Jazz Money, is a Wiradjuri artist. She writes poetry and even has a picture book. Do you like telling stories? Or maybe writing lyrics and poetry? You can build whole worlds with just a pen and some paper. Yama Jazz.
Yiridumarang Nindiga. Jazz Yuan Nadi. Wiradjuri Yana Baladu. That means, hello, my name is Jazz and I'm a Wiradjuri woman.
Wiradjuri. You're neighbours to us Gamilaroi mob. Did you grow up there?
So when I was little, I grew up on beautiful Gundungurra country and we lived right on the edge of a big national park and state forest. And so there was huge trees and beautiful creeks and rivers and amazing cliffs and caves all throughout where I grew up. I was really lucky to be surrounded by beautiful birds and hearing the sound of lyrebirds, to witness the big passage of cockatoos and galahs and king parrots overhead. I also grew up with creeks that were so healthy that we would sometimes see platypus swimming in them. There was lots of pobblebonk frogs, and you might know the sound that a pobblebonk frog makes. They sit along the creek edge and they go pobblebonk, pobblebonk, pobblebonk,
pobblebonk. It sounds like you lived in some busy bushland. Speaking of frogs, you and another artist, Jason Fu, made a kid's book called The Frog's First Song. Were these noisy pobblebonks your inspiration?
The Frog's First Song really came about because of my friendship with Jason. In my Wiradjuri culture and in Jason's Chinese and Vietnamese heritage, we realised that there's just lots and lots of stories about frogs. And I was thinking about frogs and friendship and community, and all of those sort of interests came together in this story that, you know, started in friendship and is all about friendship.
It's so deadly that your different cultures and strong friendship could come together to make art. Plus, who doesn't love frogs?
Yeah. Something that I found out when researching the Frog's First Song is that the first ever creature on land on the planet to make a noise from their throat was a frog.
What? That is the best frog fact I've ever heard.
And I thought, wow, imagine hearing a sound like that for the very first time. And that idea of making a sound, the first ever sound, really was the inspiration for the rest of the story.
I love going down to the billabong near my house and listening to the frogs sing.
One of my favourite words in Wiradjuri is billabong, which a lot of people might recognise as billabong, which in English as well means a pool of water that's part of the river system but cut off from the river's main flow. So it means the same in Wiradjuri, billabong. But in Wiradjuri, billabong also means the Milky Way. So it means the galaxies in the night sky. And I think it shows this really complex and beautiful and simple relationship that Wiradjuri people have with all things. That our home is as vast as the solar system and as intimate as a pool of water.
That's lovely, Jazz.
Another one of my favourite words in Wiradjuri is jira, which is our word for the future. but it's also our word for the womb, the mum's tummy where a baby grows. And I think that that understanding that the place where a baby grows is also the future just shows how sophisticated and scientific and beautifully poetic Wiradjuri language and thinking is. It's one of my favourite ways that we honour our ancestors as we move into that future.
Jira, have I said that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Have you always had this strong connection to words and language?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time outside and in the bush, but usually with a book in my pocket. And we didn't have a library, but we did have a library bus that would visit every fortnight, which was the most magical experience to have this librarian who knew all of us odd-bod bookish kids. And she would bring us books that she would specially choose for us to read. And it was the most just astounding glimpse into the world where we were sort of being shown all the possibilities without having to leave our little rural town.
A library on wheels? That's awesome. You must have been a big reader.
So actually, I really struggled with reading and writing when I was a kid. I didn't really learn to read or write until I was about 8. But I always had a really good ear for memorising rhythms and sounds, and so I'd memorised all the books that people had read to me.
That's so impressive, to be able to continue your love of stories in that way, while still learning how to read and write. And all that hard work has paid off, because now you're an author and a poet.
One of the things that I think makes me feel so lucky is that I get to be curious all the time and that my curiosity takes me to new places. So it could be art, it could be science, it could be sport, it could be poetry. These things that make you want to learn more and want to be more are usually the things that are the right path to be walking down.
And the path you followed led you to writing so many wonderful poems. And your very first children's book about country. Before we say goodbye, would you be able to share a poem of yours, Jazz?
Yeah. In Wiradjuri, we say, Yamadu Wadagabinya. Are you listening?
Oh, I sure am.
This poem is called So To The Sunrise. And it goes like this. So too the sunrise, with clarity and promise of who you will rise to be. So too the breaking night, who knows dance and feast and then resting. So too the moon, who sees all those standing at the edge of journey. The moth lifting to light, the glistening nectar of now, the current drifting on. So to us, hands held, ready to take the first step into glory glowing dawn. Thank you, Mandangu.
That was deadly, Jazz. Thanks for sharing your poetry and having a little a yarn with me.
Thank you so much for having me. Mandangu, thank you.
Yalu.
Guayu, goodbye.
This little a yarn was made on Gadigal lands, featuring sounds of Gundungurra, Wiradjuri and Gadigal countries. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab on the free ABC Listen app.